Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple praising God. The gospel of the Lord. Well, today is the Feast of the Ascension, and it's also the feast day of St. Justin Martyr. And I think one leads to the other. Justin Martyr lived around the year 100, a few decades before and a few decades after. And Justin Martyr was a teacher by profession. Before I want to go on, I want to recognize some of the teachers that are here. We have some faculty members from De La Salle. Please stand up. All in the front here. Stand up, stand up. Welcome to St. Malachy. Very much. All right. Okay, awesome. So, Justin was a pagan. He lived in Rome. But he met some Christians. This is very early, early years. And he decides he wants to become a Christian too, and he's baptized. And he wants to tell everybody about Jesus. He wants to bring other people to the faith, but he does it within the context of the world he knows, teaching. He opens up the first Catholic school, Justin Martyr. He had it in his house. And all people of all ages could come. It was like one classroom. You would come and you'd learn about Jesus. Now, as we know, in school, there's textbooks. Well, Justin had a problem. There wasn't any bookstore selling books about Christ in 100 AD. I mean, the Bible, as we know, it hadn't been put together yet. There was gospel, you could get a copy of that, probably the Torah for the Old Testament. So what did Justin do? He wrote books. He wrote a lot of books. He figured, if I'm going to teach people about Jesus, I got to write and tell them everything that I know about it and experience about it so they can share it as well. And so he did. And many people would come to that school. And they would come there, and many would decide, you know, I think I want to accept Jesus too, and were baptized. And he was so successful at it that it caught the attention of the Roman authorities, who, of course, tried to put an end to it by martyring Justin. But he definitely is a patron saint of all those who realize that through learning about our faith, we can come to the Lord. One young man at De La Salle, and I don't know if he's sitting here, I sure hope he's here, it's George. George, are you here? I don't see it. George, stand up, George. Walk out in the hallway so people can see you, George, in the aisle. Walk out. George came to the conclusion that he wanted Jesus in his life because of his education at De La Salle. He decided it's his time, so I'm baptizing him at 1 o'clock today. Welcome, George. Well, we at St. Malachy offer many opportunities to continue our education, because just because you graduate from high school or college or something, you should spend every time of your life learning a little bit more about the Lord. It's good for you to train your mind to higher things. You heard of the expression, keep your mind out of the gutter, or your mind's in the gutter? There's a lot of truth to that, because where our minds put our thoughts, often our actions follow. And if our thoughts are lowly, so will our actions be. But if our thoughts are to higher things, our actions will then follow in that same direction. So as you know, if you come into our gathering room and on your way out to the left-hand side, you'll see a wall of books. It's our parish library. They're free to take home and to read and bring them back. I'm not going to chase you down with light fees. We want to encourage you to do that. If you have a computer or a phone, You can get a gospel Monday through Saturday, a daily mass gospel from me with a little reflection on it. It'll take 3 minutes of your time. We also have a saint of the day, which we put out. You can learn some about your faith that way. 3 minutes of your time. That's 6 minutes away from cable news. You can do it. You really can. You can shut the six. And then Mr. Gordon Peck over here has put lots of wonderful classes online. He does some live, and we have a lot online. So there's lots of opportunities here at St. Malachy to learn a little bit something of your faith every day. And it just takes you 3 to 6 minutes, and that's not much, is it? But just think, if you do it on a consistent basis, you'll train your thoughts to be a little bit more to what is above, because that's where the Lord ascended. And for those who put their hope and faith in him and act accordingly, then that is where they will follow to him above for all time in the heavenly kingdom.